Q. Let's turn to Psalm 145, verses 3 to 7. Psalm 145, verses 3 to 7. This chapter has always been my favorite, and it goes like this. Great is the Lord and most worthy of praise. His greatness no one can fathom. One generation commends your works to another. They tell of your mighty acts. They speak of the glorious splendor of your majesty. And I will meditate on your wonderful works. They tell of the power of your awesome works. And I will proclaim your great deeds. They celebrate your abundant goodness and joyfully sing of your righteousness. I read this psalm many times, but somehow what I observed in these verses was these verses talk about God's works, what he has done. And it's in us what we're going to do with those works which we have heard, which we have seen in our own lives. Are we just going to keep them to us, ourselves, or talk to people about it? And this morning, I felt God saying, celebrate what I've done in your life. So each one of us, like I had this on my mind, and then just now Nawaz also shared the same thing. So we all have so many things to celebrate this morning, what God has done in our lives. So let's spend that time just to celebrate God's goodness over us, what he has done in our lives. And yesterday when Austin was leading, I also kept getting this word expectation. You know, for us to see God working, we need to be expecting every day. So this morning, God wants all of us to expect something from him. As we worship, both these things go hand in hand. We worship him, and also we expect God to do mighty works in our lives here in this very place. So this morning, let's look forward to what God has in store for us as we worship him. Shall we do that?
Your mercy follows me. Your I will make all my goodness pass before you and will proclaim before you my name, the Lord. And I will be gracious to whom I will be gracious and will show mercy on whom I will show mercy. Lord, we proclaim and declare and we shout out your goodness and your graciousness and your mercy upon our lives, Lord. You are truly a good God, Lord. Lord Jesus, thank you for your abundant goodness that's poured out into every aspect of our lives, Lord. You are such a wonderful God. Lord, it's a joy and a pleasure and an honor to worship you this morning, Lord, to proclaim the beautiful name of Jesus. Amen.
Psalm 77 says, this is when the psalmist was really low in his heart, and he says, then I said, I will appeal to this, to the ears of the right hand of the Most High. I will remember the deeds of the Lord. Yes, I will remember your wonders of old. I will ponder all your work and meditate on your mighty deeds. Your way, O God, is holy. What God is great like our God? You are the God who works wonders. You have made known your might among the peoples. With your right arm, you redeemed your people, the children of Jacob and Joseph. Then it says, when the waters saw you, O God, when the waters saw you, they were afraid. Indeed, the deep trembled. The clouds poured out water, the skies gave forth thunder. Your arrows flashed on every side. The crash of your thunder was in the whirlwind. Your lightnings lighted up the world. The earth trembled and shook. Your way was through the sea. Can you just say that to me right now? Your way was through the sea. Just say to God, your way was through the sea. It's such an amazing thing. God says that my way is not to go around the sea, to go through a easier path, but it's through the sea, through the impossibility. It says your way was through the sea, your path through the great waters, yet your footprints were unseen. You led your people like a flock by the hand of Moses and Aaron. God's footprints were not seen when he parted the red water, the Red Sea, but we know about it. And how is God going to get glorified this morning? It's when we sing about his goodness. Yeah? His way is through the impossibility, and there is no evidence of that unless we cry out. We cry out and say, God, your goodness and your mercy has followed me all the days of my life, generation after generation after generation. Can we thank this God this morning and declare his goodness? If we don't declare it, his footprints are unseen, yeah? So we have to declare how good a God we have this morning.
So let's continue to worship Jesus.
Right. Oh,
rejoiced as though heaven had lost. But Jesus.